Welcome to the October 13th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I'm Mark Walters. Before I give you the amazing lineup, I need to remind you our great sponsor, USCCA, is giving away a different gun, one gun every single day throughout the month of October. Head over to AAR and the number 31 guns, AAR31guns.com. No purchase necessary. Put your name on the list. You might be a lucky winner. And one grand prize winner is going to win Tim Schmidt's F-150, Ford F-150 Raptor. That thing's amazing. I've been in it. Also, head over to Taking Liberties, LIBERTEES, TakingLiberties.com. And pick up a t-shirt with my saying on it, never leave the cave without your club. This week's program was absolutely exceptional. Neil McCabe joined us. Buddy Simpson, crime victim and a subject of my book with Rob Pincus. He was one of the chapters. Carol Craighead comes to the show from Crossbreed Holsters. Journalist Tom Scope, David Kodria, your emails and more. Enjoy the program and I'll see you on the radio.
Prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. A lot of new listeners out there today. It's great to have you here. WLVA 580 AM, 94.1 FM, Forest in Lynchburg, Virginia. Love you guys. WJXY 93.9 FM, news talk that matters, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Been there a few times. WXJY 93.7 FM, Georgetown, South Carolina. Been there. Fun to have you here. Central Florida's top talk station, AM 1390 WFHT, Avon Park. Great to have you here. WENY AM, Elmira, Corning, New York, 1230 AM. Great to have you here. WENIAM, Elmira, Corning, New York, 1450 AM. Great to be there with you. And News Talk 1240 WRTA in Altoona, Pennsylvania. WEZO, Aiken, South Carolina. You're tuned in live today. It's great to be in your living room or car or iPhone or even an Android, whatever it happens to be that you're carrying. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. A great hour lined up for you today as we fill your prescription for freedom across the country, coast to coast from Florida to Alaska and all parts in between, literally every state in between. I have a fan favorite, Neil McCabe, joins us. Neil McCabe is the editor of Guns and Patriots over at humanevents.com, one of the most popular conservative political sites on the net. If you haven't visited humanevents.com, definitely do. Particularly Guns and Patriots. Listeners to Armed American Radio will enjoy what they read on Guns and Patriots, a wide range of columnists and Neil's editorials, including some of my work from time to time. In fact, my column on humanevents.com, Guns and Patriots, Stupid Is As Stupid Does, just appeared last week, ran for the week. Neil, great to have you here, brother. How are you?
Phenomenal and getting better every day, Mark.
Well, thanks, we're going to make it even better because we're going to introduce you now for the first time as Armed American Radio's official Washington Inside the Beltway editor.
I am thrilled and honored, and I will take this license to the max.
Do it. Let's start right now. Let's go to what do we need to know? You got the inside dope up there before we cover some fun stories and read some emails and then get your comment. Is there anything going on up there today that we need to know, or is the shutdown just killing everything?
Well, I mean, the shutdown is really sucking out a lot of the oxygen on Capitol Hill, but we know that. But I think people have to be aware that on Capitol Hill, the gun grabbers actually have things in place on the shelf, and they basically are waiting for a gun tragedy, and then they throw a switch and they execute their plan. And so that's why people are able, Bloomberg and the rest and the Brady Coalition, that's why they're able to act so fast, is because they're just waiting for the next disaster, and then they jump on it. And they really tried to take the at the Navy Yard and exploit that into Newtown, the way that gun panic that followed Newtown, which they tried to turn into that gun panic that followed Columbine. Well, just like they weren't as successful of spinning things up, you know, they weren't successful spinning Newtown into Columbine, the Navy Yard sort of gun panic that they tried to spin up absolutely fizzled. And I think your listeners should be aware that that Capitol Hill is paying attention to the gun voters. And what we saw, that recall in Colorado, you know, we have two state senators who are recalled for putting through that that restriction of gun rights. You know, one of those guys, Steve Morse, was the president of the Colorado Senate.
John Morse. Absolutely.
And so if you think that the Democrats in Congress aren't aware that the president of the state Senate lost his job because of what they thought was a moderate bill, well, then you're kidding yourself.
All right, now, let's go back to a couple things you said. Let's first talk about exploitation of tragedy.
Yeah.
As you know, I try to highlight that week after week after week. And I, you know, I hate to be as political as we are on this show since Newtown, but I'm going to be honest with you, Neil, we've not had a choice. This stuff has been thrown in our face, and damn it, we're going to stand here and respond to it. We are not going to let them get away with this. We're going to call this out every opportunity we get. Let's talk about New York. We have new listeners throughout the state of New York today, Elmira Corning, New York, on two stations. WENI is one of them. Albany, New York, Schenectady, New York, Troy, New York, the SAFE Act. You feeling any safer, New York? Are you feeling any safer? This was a direct result of exploitation of tragedy at its highest, Neil, after Newtown. How effective is it as a political play for the Democrats? Is this something we have to fear? And I'm going to be honest with you, when I saw the Navy shooting, I go, here we go again.
Well, I think that you know, one of the things that, happened is that because they used emergency legislative authority to push through the SAFE Act as if the Germans had landed in Manhattan, you know, a lot of people are sort of stepping back and saying, hey, wait a minute. You're also what you have, and we've documented this. Raquel Okier, one of our writers at Guns of Patriots, has written numerous articles about how the sheriffs of upstate New York, state legislators from upstate New York, are in revolt against the SAFE Act, and people will pay. And the rallies that were held for gun rights in Atlanta really scared people. But, you know, there's another thing that happened in New York, is that Gabby Gifford was at a gun show in Sarasota, Sarasota Springs, I believe, just this weekend with her husband, Mark Kelly.
Saratoga Springs, New York?
Yes. And Saratoga Springs, the, near where the Revolutionary War battle
right.
was. And it's beautiful country up there. And she was up there with her husband, retired astronaut Mark Kelly, to sort of you know, say, hey, we're pro-guns, but, you know, we respect the SAFE Act, and we can sort of responsible gun owners and gun dealers can live with the SAFE Act. But, you know, this woman, this poor woman, is obviously, she doesn't have the mental capacity that and physical abilities that she once did. She was an amazingly active and intelligent congresswoman, and she's obviously, you know, working at a fraction of her capabilities. And it's really sick to see her husband and Bloomberg, who funds her husband in the organization, sort of cart her around as this sort of mascot for gun control, and they just continue to talk about exploitation.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. I do want to focus on exploitation. I want to focus on exploitation in the sense that the bodies of those children in Newtown were still on the floor.
Yeah.
Were still on the floor. And the president of the United States is exploiting the tragedy in the Rose Garden. The bodies of those kids were still there. And this crime was being placed on my shoulders and your shoulders as a law-abiding American because you own an AR-15 or, God forbid, even thought about one. Millions of Americans are paying the price right now in New York, Connecticut, Maryland, Colorado, California. We'll go to California after this break. I want to talk with you about what Governor Moonbeam did out there and what he signed into law And I'm going to go through. See, I love engaged listeners, Neil. I've got listeners that came through and send me emails with the final tally with the descriptions of everything he signed. Armed American Radio listeners are paying attention. We've got the best listeners in the country on this show. They get it. But this exploitation, back to Gabby Giffords quickly, is sickening. It's disgusting. It's revolting that Mark Kelly would allow that to happen. What is it about this agenda that to them is okay to exploit her like this?
Well, on one level you can understand that a husband who loves his wife is concerned that he's going to need financial resources to take care of her maybe for the next 20 or 30 years. And so, okay, we understand that. But, what he's doing is he's raising the money to take care of his wife and to live that lifestyle off of the deaths of children and others. And it's really, when you look at the books that he put out about the mouse astronaut and everything it's really a money-making organization that he's created, and he's cloaked it with this sort of veil of being against gun violence, and it's absolutely sickening.
Yeah, it really is. It's reprehensible. And we saw the same phenomenon with several of the parents in Newtown, Mark Barden being one of them, who I've discussed on this program a number of times, who stepped out into the Rose Garden with President Obama shortly after that tragedy. And, of course, after the Senate failed to pass his, knee-jerk reaction legislation that was all of a sudden a result of Newtown. We'll talk a little bit with you about that, too, because there's a political agenda in play here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters with our Washington editor on Capitol Hill up there, Neil McCabe, humanevents.com, Guns and Patriots. We'll be right back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Larry Pratt, executive director of said organization, the Gun Owners of America, and one of our favorite guests on this program, will be here next week. Larry Pratt will be here, a no-compromise guy. He'll tell you like it is. There's nobody out there like Larry Pratt. Tune in next week to hear him. He'll be here for at least an hour, and I will try to convince him live on the radio to stay for an extra hour, because I can do those things because it's my show. And if I can bring Larry Pratt to you for an extra hour, huge. I also want to let you know we've reinvited Ted Nugent back to the program to do a segment with Rob Pincus. I'll let you know when Uncle Ted, now keep in mind it's hunting season. Catching Ted can be kind of tough at this time of the year. As we move into hunting season. But we're working to bring you the Nuge. He is a fan favorite. That's huge stuff. AAR31guns.com. AAR, the number 31guns.com. Our great sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association, is giving away a free gun per day. A free gun per day. And you can get involved at no cost to you. No subscription necessary. Head over to AAR31guns.com. Get your name in the running. You never know. 31 guns this month alone for the 31 days of October. And one lucky grand prize winner is also going to win Tim's, the founder of the USCCA, Tim Schmitz, Ford F-150 Raptor. I've been in that thing. It's out of control cool, and it is loaded. About 30,000 miles on it. It's 2 years old. He's giving it away. I'm a big fan of free stuff. Make sure you head over there. Also, takingliberties.com, liberties, T-E-E-S, takingliberties.com, and pick up the T-shirt with the saying, never leave the cave without your club. Welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here. Neil McCabe.
How are you?
Doing well, my friend. We're going to introduce you as what you are now here on Armed American Radio, our Washington editor. I love that.
Yeah, there is, and just to give a quick update of what's going on, on Capitol Hill, there are bills to sort of change the way that the Veterans Administration disarms veterans when they go in for counseling, and there are bills. Steve Stockman from Texas is looking to end the ban on military personnel carrying on military installations, which basically sets up that sort of gun-free zone that you were talking, you've talked about before. If a shooter wants to go to a place where people aren't armed, unfortunately, one of those places is going to be, on a military base.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's the first thing people say, you know, after first thing that people said after Fort Hood is, how could a guy get away with just shooting that many people on an Army base? And, you know, and when you explain to people that not only can they not carry their own weapons, but they can't even carry duty weapons,
right,
people can't believe the insanity of it.
Yeah, it is insane. It is absolutely insane. And, you know, we see it at the Navy Yard. We see it at Fort Hood. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, as much as I hate to tell you this, and Neil, I'm sure you'll agree, as much as I hate to ask you to agree, it's going to happen again.
It's a function of the human condition that there are these spree shooters who are amongst us, and who knows what triggers it. It's just that in other societies, you know, they're put down, and in this country they used to be put down. And then in other countries, we saw that in Norway at the summer camp,
right,
where they just go around and they just kill whoever they want.
Well, and we're not allowed in this country. Political correctness plays a very large role here. The mainstream media plays a large role here, too. Anybody that listens to me regularly knows my utter disdain for the mainstream media and the bias. However, you know, I'm going to get sidetracked, and we're going to wind up talking about some other things. I'll go back to that. What I want to do here now is I want to get back to the exploitation we were talking about. Then I want to discuss your opinion on some of the things going on out in California.
Okay.
You know, what do they say in California? So goes California, so goes the country, something stupid like that. As if I care. Colorado, how are you feeling about what goes on in California coming to your state? Not very fun, is it? This is what happens. And, Neil, I've got some great listeners on Armed American Radio, and they remind me on a regular basis what's happening in states across the nation. What's going on? And I got a letter from Mike out in California. And Mike says to me, and I get regular stuff from him, he says, results from Governor Brown's actions today. We won some and lost some, including some biggies like the high-cap mag ban and lead ammo ban. Here's the final tally, according to an Armed American Radio fan. AB 48, these were signed into law. AB 48 bans high capacity, more than 10 rounds, magazine rebuild kits, disassembled magazines, including individual parts, and makes it a crime to buy a high capacity magazine. Neil, you knew that, correct? That was signed into law. Will it be effective?
Well, it'll be effective for the people who follow that law.
Ah, but criminals? Is California going to be safer as a result of this?
Make literally no difference. I won't even say negligible. It will make zero difference, or it may actually have the effect of making it a more dangerous place to be.
AB 170 redefines person for assault weapons permits so that corporations may not purchase them. Of course, we're getting a little jump on the trust issue with the feds on this one. This is AB 170 in California. So it redefines persons for assault weapons permits so that corporations may not purchase them. First of all, assault weapons.
Whatever that means.
Thank you very much. The California Attorney General can't even give you a definition of the term, the phony term, assault weapons. It's a joke.
Well, the corporation trust issue, that's echoes of one of President Barack Obama's executive actions recently. And you know, I think that's actually, they say that it's because there are people who are using, like criminals and terrorists are going to use trusts and foundations and corporations to get around background checks, as if that's true. I really think it's an attack on the movement to sort of where people are forming sort of gun trusts and other things to sort of protect their gun collections from probate and other things. I think it's sort of a backhanded way of not only cataloging things, but also attacking the way the families sort of pass on their collections.
Well, not only that, I'm going to get sidetracked on this like I did a few moments ago, but it's going to require chief law enforcement signature sign-off for anyone's name on that trust. What Barack Obama knows is that there are a number of chief law enforcement officers, or CLEOs, that won't sign them anyway. This is backdoor, backhanded, dirty. I hate you and your gun freedoms in this country. Attempt to steal your firearms by keeping you from getting them in the first place. Over 13,000 applications, guess what? Not one of those guns on those trusts can be pointed to was used in a crime. Not one. This is another big lie coming from this administration. We'll continue to go through these laws signed by Governor Moonbeam out there in California, Jerry Brown, when we come back with our man on Capitol Hill, our Washington editor. I love that. Armed American Radio's Washington editor, Neil McKay, back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This
segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Armed American Radio continues. It's great to have you here. If you're in the Houston, Texas area, Spring, Texas, to be exact, next week, Saturday, October 19th, make sure to come out to the Gander Mountain Academy and meet me, Mark Walters, and my friend, your friend, Rob Pincus, my co-author on our book together, Lessons from Unarmed America. Rob and I will be there signing books all day. Rob will have some of his other products out there. You can come buy one of those really cool T-shirts and pick up some free concealed carry magazines. We'll be passing those out. Tons of ammo on the floor, tens of thousands of rounds of all caliber will be there, including the .22 long rifle that people are having such a difficult time finding right now. But it is beginning to loosen up again a little bit. We're beginning to see that. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm happy to announce that for you. You are listening to the third most listened to live talk radio program in the nation live right now. Thank you very much for that. Sure. Welcome to our new listeners. Neil McCabe, our Washington editor, Armed American Radio's Washington editor, inside the Beltway. How you doing? Great to have you here.
It's great to be with you, Mark and Sean.
Let's go back to some of the bills that were signed out in California. California, you got goofy stuff going on out there. You're listening up and down the Golden State. Well, we talked about AB 170, redefining a person for a quote-unquote assault weapon. We still don't know what that is. Assault is an action. If I assault you with a stick, is it an assault stick? I still haven't been able to figure that out. AB 231, criminal liability when child accesses firearm in your home without permission or a prohibited person accesses firearm in your home, you are now criminally liable. AB 500, extends time period for background checks, secure storage requirements when living with prohibited person. Don't know quite what that means, I would assume. Maybe a felon. AB 538 requires licensed firearm dealers to provide copies of the dealer's record of sale to the purchaser at time of delivery and would make other technical changes, including changes linked to SB 683. AB 539 allows persons subject to a restraining order to transfer firearms to a licensed dealer for the time specified by court order. AB 711, this one, Neil McCabe, is making huge waves, and that's lead ammo banned for hunting. All wildlife must be taken with non-lead ammunition. The fear here, Neil, is that this will effectively end hunting in California.
Yeah, I think the concern was that the lead bullet might be fatal to the bird.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't been able to figure this one out either. It has been signed into law, and again, the real fear here is that without this traditional ammunition, hunting and the millions and millions of taxpayer dollars that it brings into areas of California and to the state coffers is going to essentially end. Of course, we know, I guess it's one of those deals, Neil, where California just doesn't need the money.
Well, this has been attempted at the federal level. They tried to do it through the EPA.
Right.
The EPA said that it was a hazardous material, obviously like lead in paint or lead in gas. And they just made the natural extension that lead in a bullet. And so they were basically, I think one of the ways they were going to do it is that you were allowed to fire a lead bullet as long as you retrieved it.
Well, you know,
which in effect ends hunting in America.
Well, that was their ultimate goal.
Of course.
That was their ultimate goal. So again, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear your anti-gun friends toe the gun control line, they're either suckers or they hate your firearms rights and want to take them away. But you see, they've figured out how not to say that to you, and they've gotten creative with their phraseology here. More on that later. Let's go through some of the rest of these. AB 1131 extends prohibitory period for possessing firearms when a person communicates to a licensed psychotherapist a serious threat of physical violence against a reasonably identifiable victim. Very, very, very vague in this. And take a listen to this one. SB 363, again, these are all signed by Governor Moonbeam, criminalizes storage of a handgun where the owner, quote-unquote, Neil, should have known a prohibited person would access it, exempts federal law enforcement officers from the, quote, not unsafe handgun roster restrictions.
Yeah, well, that's almost like the free pass that Dianne Feinstein was giving
you know, federal law enforcement officer, right, local law enforcement officer, all retired law enforcement officers would be exempt, but not veterans.
Amazing. And SB 683 requires firearms safety certificate for purchasing any firearm, previously only required for handguns, now required for long guns. This has been signed. Permission slip from the state to exercise your human basic right to defend your life, recognized in our Constitution's Second Amendment, shall not be infringed. Neil, comments?
Well, I think, you know, you were sort of touching upon what really is the greater point, is that these will have no effect on gun violence, and if anything, they will make neighborhoods and communities more dangerous. And people know this. It's not something that people are ignorant of. But what really is at the heart of it is it's an attack on a subculture in America, and that there are certain. It's sort of like if you see America as this giant sort of competition between different cultures. Some cultures have learned to live together, and other cultures are almost predatory. And the progressives, the liberals, the anti-gun people, they don't want to coexist with gun owners and people who enjoy firearms, whether for competition, for hunting, or self-defense. They actually want to eliminate those communities, and they will do it overtly, they will do it covertly, they will do it through micro-stamping, they will do it through, May issue, like whatever they have, whatever trick is in the book, and we see it in other parts. It's not really the purview of this show, but, just look for a second at the destruction of the coal communities that we're seeing in this mm-hmm, country. Mm-hmm. That is a destruction of a culture, a way of life, and they just don't stop. And so if there are people who think that there's some way of compromising or saying, that this is, they'll stop, we'll just give them this, or, the Democrats or the liberals will say, well, we're not going after hunting. Well, demonstrably, they are going after hunting.
Well, sure they are.
And it's like the idea, but we were told, hey, this doesn't affect the hunter. Well, I guess it does now, because in California, you can get away with it. You can't get away with saying it out loud in, say, a more purple state. But in California, you can get away with it. And when they have control of the legislature and the governor, look at what they do when there is no opposition. And then that's what they're going to do when they get the chance in the rest of America.
Now, let's go further with look at what they do. And ladies and gentlemen, we're referring here in no uncertain terms to the Democrats. It is the Democrat Party at large coming after your guns, period. Yeah, we got rhinos out there. That's not what we're talking about. It's the Democrats as part of their platform who hate your firearms freedoms. And this is Democrats in positions of power. Colorado, Democrat. Connecticut, Democrat. New York, Democrat. Maryland, Democrat. Every single gun control piece of legislation across the country is being put forth by Democrats, period. Look it up. Don't take my word for it, with very, very few, if any, exceptions. There may be a couple rhinos out there supporting those Democrats, but they are few and far between. When we come back in the next segment, Neil, what I'm going to do is go through the list vetoed by the governor, because you hit the nail, as you always do, right smack on the head. This is what happens when they go crazy and it's unfettered and nobody can stand in their way. Now, Governor Brown vetoed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bills in California. And I want to read to you what passed the legislature in California and went to the governor's desk for signature. You won't believe these things. Well, you will believe these things. Kind of shocking he didn't sign them. We'll discuss it with Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington editor, when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer, in addition to our already outstanding belt selection, introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com. irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Pleasure to have you here. Just looking at a couple news stories here. The 55 worst states for business tax climate. Number one is New York. New York. New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. The Democrat up there, isn't it? Welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here. Make sure to head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Join the tens of thousands of Armed American Radio fans as well as USCCA, 1.1 million fans strong, 1,140,000 fans combined between the two sites. That's Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and Facebook.com/USCCA. Join like-minded individuals like you by the tens of thousands, and actually 1.14 million of you, 1.104 million of you across the country. It's great to have you here. Thanks for tuning in. Neil McCabe, welcome back to the show. You ready to see what the governor vetoed, the crazy lunacy that passed both houses out there?
Well, it's interesting, before you go into this list, of what was too radical for Jerry Brown.
Yeah, let's take a look at this. Bans private transfer of handguns not on the state's extremely limited approved roster of handguns certified for sale. Bans private, this was AB 169, vetoed by the governor, bans private transfer of handguns not on the state's extremely limited approved roster. Banning your handguns, yet another, again, a 100% gun grab. Why do you think he vetoed that?
I think that because there are a number of communities where there are a lot of handguns floating around that are illegal, and there might be some pressure to actually go into some communities where the police are unwilling to go right now.
AB 180, registration and licensing of firearms in Oakland, only Oakland, circumventing state firearms preemption laws and setting a very dangerous precedent. Very smart move for him. He didn't want to cede any state power to local municipalities. That would have been incredibly dangerous because you would have a patchwork of laws across the state, Neil, as we had, as the Democrats want to have, in every local municipality wherever they control. They don't want the state.
We saw the in New Hampshire where the colleges asserted that they were municipalities so that they could regulate as if they were a city or town,
right,
whether or not people had guns or not. It's interesting, you know, that Jerry Brown was actually the mayor of Oakland, and so, I'm not sure it was any safer when he left than when he got there.
And it won't be any safer in New York with the implementation of what we've already went through here just a few moments ago that has been signed. I can promise you that. SB 299, and I'm not sure why he didn't sign this, mandatory loss reporting of firearms within 7 days. That's just something clearly I thought Brown would have signed.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There must have been something technical, and there may have been somebody at risk there that put the touch on him.
Yeah, there's some type of political pull back and forth on this. Maybe we can find out. Take a listen to the radical. This is what they're passing. This is what they want for you at the federal level as well. Make no mistake. The gun grabbers are all over Brown for vetoing this. SB 374, California, bans all semi-automatic rifles. You hear me? Bans all semi-automatic rifles that do not have a fixed magazine. Requires registration of such rifles already owned. Bans them. That's any semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine. Any. Neil.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it could be that, they're aware of the power of the gun vote, and they don't necessarily want to wake it up. And this would certainly, along with the handgun ban, this would certainly awaken, the gun vote. And it's a very interesting study when you look at how the gun vote and the gun voters behave. A lot of, they tend not to be very political people. They tend to be just regular guys and girls, and they right. just want to hunt and they want to shoot and collect. And they really don't get involved until things really hit a point where it's kind of madness. It's almost frustrating, for someone like me who's more deep into the politics, that gun owners aren't aware of these threats to their rights until it's almost too late. But I think Jerry Brown was wise politically not to awaken that sleeping dragon.
Yeah, and absolutely correct about that. There's no doubt about the fact that he's very savvy in that regard. No doubt there's a lot of heavy-handed politics being played here. But again, what's important for people to understand, Neil, is that this is the garbage they're trying to export. And I'll tell you why in a second, why it's important that when California does this crap that we pay attention to it. SB 475 eliminates gun shows at Cow Palace, a property jointly owned by the county and city of San Francisco and the county of San Mateo. That was vetoed by the governor. SB 567 expands definition of shotgun, this is funny, to include rifled barrels and those not designed to be fired from the shoulder, i.e. Torres Judge and Smith & Wesson governor. They're trying to rewrite the dictionary, for crying out loud, and quantify it as a shotgun. Pretty soon, it's going to be an assault weapon. They can't even tell you what that means. And the final one, SB 755, expands definition of prohibited persons. God only knows what was on that list. Neil, this is why it's important. D.C. literally copied California's laws after the Heller decision. Copied it. Took it right verbatim. Don't think this matters, ladies and gentlemen. It does. This is the crap, Colorado. You want to step in here? This is what they're exporting to you. Neil.
Well, I think people should be aware, too, that, you know, we talk a lot about the Heller decision, but there is a, you know, there are other decisions. You have Heller 2, which deals with all of the regulations that were put in the District of Columbia to sort of undermine the spirit of the Supreme Court decision. And Dick Heller is also working on Heller 3, which will involve, you know, whether or not he can have an AR-15, a so-called assault weapon in the District of Columbia. So it looks like Heller 2 is going to make it into the Supreme Court this session. So look for some other gun decisions in the Supreme Court out of Washington, too, in the next 12 months.
I believe that the Supreme Court has been, they've turned down a number of cases. They turned down the rift between the Seventh and the Second Circuit, New York and the Second Circuit. I believe, and Neil, your thoughts on this, it's my belief, based on some words that Scalia said and that Kennedy had said, one of them in particular said, we've got to stop seeing so many of these cases. And I think what they're trying to do, again, this is my opinion, is they're waiting for that one case that encompasses what they want, that can bring together four or five cases. They can lay all this down in one decision, as I think what they're trying to do. Not sure. Neil, you're welcome to stay here for the next hour of Armed American Radio. We'll talk with you after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Neil McCabe, editor of Guns and Patriots over at humanevents.com. Great friend of this program, great friend of mine, therefore a great friend of yours. He is also our eyes and ears on Capitol Hill up there in Washington, and he's Armed American Radio's Washington editor. You'll be hearing from Neil on a fairly regular basis on this program. It's great to have him as a regular participant on this show. Good stuff coming out of Neil McCabe. Make sure you stay tuned in. Follow us at Facebook.com at Armed American Radio. And make sure to head over to AAR31guns.com. Sign up. You may win a free handgun. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it's me by the hand, and now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.